How does error find its way into the church? I've written an article in the latest edition of the online Issues Etc. journal titled From Exception to Rule, How Error Replaces Truth in the Church, and we'll send it to you for free. Just send your name and email address to journal@issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Jordan Cooper details his journey from Calvinism to Lutheranism. The latest Issues Etc. journal, journal@issuesetc.org. All right, time for Issues Etc., blog of the week. Jeff picks his, I pick mine. We read from a list of blogs that carry the Issues Etc. widget, which you can find at our website, issuesetc.org. Click support. Put it on your blog. Let us know your blog exists. Just send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, and we'll start reading your blog and considering it every week for Issues Etc. blog of the week.
My pick this week is Pastor Eric Brown's blog, Confessional Gadfly. It's a post titled, Analogy Number 2. Let's say you are a general facing overwhelming odds. The enemy is entrenched, heavily fortified, and they outnumber you. Then God reveals to you through his prophets that if you march around the town and blow trumpets for 7 days, the walls will fall. And so this is the plan. You march, the walls fall on the seventh day, and then, in the mass destruction and confusion, the city is defeated. Afterwards, you are asked, how did you get this victory? If you say, the Lord has given me this victory, he is my strength and my shield, then you are thinking scripturally and like a Lutheran. If you say, I have this victory because I actively assented to do that which is good, demonstrating my faithfulness and my growth as a believer in God, then you have two options. If you don't like the liturgy, become a Methodist Pentecostal. If you like the liturgy, go east. My pick for Issues Etc. blog of the week, Confessional Gadfly.
Mine comes from a blog called Sober Peasant, and the author of this post, called Marks of the Church, writes, I have found that there is often some confusion about these, not what they are, that's easy enough, the preaching of the word and the administration of the sacraments, but why they are marks of the church. If you think in these terms, I can know where the church is because she is doing these things, then you will inevitably have questions, namely, is that church doing them, that is, the marks of the church, right? Is that preaching pure or pure enough? What is pure enough? With thinking like this, the marks really aren't marks at all, but question marks. For whenever you try and base your confidence and faith on what man does, you can never be sure. However, he writes, the marks of the church are the marks of the church not because the church does these things, but because these things do the church. Or, in other words, the church is where the gospel is preached and the sacraments are administered precisely because Christ has promised to work through these means to create and sustain his church. Thinking like this, then, gives us not questions, but confidence, because it is all based on Christ and his promises and not on what man does. Therefore, we know where the church is because of what Christ is doing, because he has promised to be there and to build his church through these means, thanks be to God. Very, very insightful. It's true. Many people treat the marks of the church as the bare minimum that must exist for the church to exist. That's not how Christ gives the marks. He never gives the bare minimum. When he gives pure preaching in abundance. When he gives his sacraments, his means of grace, he gives them in abundance. I mean, it's as simple as saying, where is the church? The church is where Christ is, in his word and sacraments. Look for that church, find that church, stick with that church. If you find a church that's marked by something else, you haven't found the church. You found something that maybe calls itself the church, thinks of itself as the church, but Christ gets to tell us where the church is, what the church is, because after all, it is his church. When we come back, hour two of Issues Etc. on this Friday afternoon, September the 9th, Pamela Geller will join us, author of the book, Stop the Islamization of America.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.